This is Nick, and you're listening to All Access Nerds. In this episode, we talk about DC Comics Reboot.
Rebirth.
Same difference.
This is Ryan.
I'm Nick.
And this is issue number 6 of our podcast, All Access Nerds. Thanks for joining us. This one, of course, like we talked about, we're going to go over DC Comics Rebirth.
Why is it going to be a rebirth? Why can't it be a reboot?
Well, we're gonna get into that a little bit. A lot of people have already thrown out that word reboot. If you want to say reboot, sure, you can call it that. But the people at DC Comics, Geoff Johns and Jim Lee, Dan DiIotto, they're not calling it that, because the whole concept with rebirth is, summing it up real quick, is the fact that they had stuff recently that they love and that the readers love and the fans love, but there's also stuff in the past, their history, the lineage, and the iconics, the icon of DC Comics, and they're going to bring those back.
Oh, okay.
The rebirth of the good and the continuing of the good recently.
The essence of the DC universe.
Yes.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Soft reboot. What's that?
Soft reboot would be like what Marvel's done, where it's not a hard reboot, where they're not changing everything. They're not rebooting every single title. With this, to my knowledge, I could be reading this wrong, and maybe somebody who has dissected it, you know, since the information has come out, they may know a little bit more about it than I do, but I've tried to get all the information that I can.
Okay, let's move on then. Sorry about all that. Just kind of curious.
Yeah.
So when's the rebirth start?
It starts on May 25th this year, so 3 months from now, a little more than 3 months, with the 80-page DC Universe Rebirth Special, Geoff Johns. And I believe that issue, just a one-shot, one-done, that will then start off, lead into the extra issues that we're going to be seeing and going through. Geoff Johns, you know, he made this announcement at Portland, Oregon, and Burbank, California, at an event on the 18th of this month. Well, he said at that point, at DC, we believe in superheroes and what makes them great. Well, actually, sorry, this is Dan DiIotto, and co-publisher of DC Entertainment, just in case you guys don't know that. And this is what he says. And we also believe in the direct market and the core comics fan. Rebirth is designed to bring back the best of DC's past, embrace the stories we continue to love, and move the entire epic universe into the future. We are returning to the essence of the DC universe with Rebirth. We are putting the highest priority on the direct market, and we will continue to create and cultivate new opportunities for retailers to thrive and prosper, grow readers, fans, and customers. So, what they're doing, to my knowledge, is that right before the week before May 24th or May 25th, we're still going to get the usual, what do you want to call it, the New 52 or the DCU is what it's kind of transformed into, because it's been 4 to 5 years. Not really that new after 4 to 5 years. You know, they can't keep calling something new. So they changed it to DCU so that it's more geared towards the reader, so that they're going to be seeing all kinds of diversity. They're going to see books like Dr. Fate, but still get the good Batman stuff that the fans love.
Okay.
So, and to my knowledge with this, May 25th will be the brand new start, and we will only be getting the new number one issues, but there's a little kicker. Detective Comics and Action Comics, they're actually going to go back to the old numbers before the New 52 reboot.
Oh, that's right. Action Comics 957 and Detective Comics 934.
Yes. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. So they're going to go back to those numbers.
Ooh, and shipping twice monthly.
Yes. And shipping twice monthly. But you don't have to worry about, you know, a $3.99 or $4.99, maybe a $4.99 every once in a while with like a big event. But you don't have to worry about a $3.99, so it'd be $8 a month. You know, it's just the $2.99, which they like to stick with.
Nice.
And so, and yes, those will be shipping twice a month. And to my knowledge, this will be the first time, in at least a very long time, DC Comics has done that. You know, Marvel's done it for a while. Image does it all the time with, I think, like, Walking Dead, maybe. And some of the other, like, big titles, they do it, I think, 2 times a month. But it's the first time DC Comics has done it, which I'm excited for, because, you know, as the optimistic kind of person I am, that just means that I'm going to get Action Comics and, you know, Aquaman, Flash, all of them, which will go through the list twice a month instead of once a month. You know, I don't have to wait for so long. I get the content twice a month much quicker.
Well, let's start at the beginning. It's like June is going to really start kicking off all the main titles.
Yeah, because we'll see it. And in May 25th, will be the last week of May, will be that issue and probably some other here and there. But to my understanding, for the DC Rebirth, that's all we're going to get that week. It's just the special, the Universe special. And then after that, it'll be June, kicking off into the Rebirth specials.
So it looks like the June Rebirth specials are Aquaman Rebirth number one, Batman Rebirth number one.
Well, they're all going to be Rebirth, so we can just, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all these are number one issues and the Rebirth. So Aquaman, Batman, The Flash, Green Arrow, Green Lantern, Superman, Titans, and Wonder Woman.
Yep. The core of Justice League, essentially. Right there, all in 1 month.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep.
So those are the specials. So those are actually going to say Aquaman Rebirth.
Yes.
On the title.
Number one. Yep.
Okay. And then new number one issues shipping twice monthly. Aquaman, these are all number ones again.
Yep.
Aquaman, Batman, The Flash, Green Arrow, Green Lantern, Superman, and Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Okay, so there's going to be the Rebirth specials, number ones, and then they're kind of like a one-shot.
No, to my knowledge, no. They could be, but I don't think so. I think it's going to be Aquaman number one, Rebirth, Rebirth Aquaman number one, and then so on and so forth. And these issues are going to be, you know, the ones you just listed, Aquaman, Batman, Flash, Green Arrow, Green Lantern, Superman, Wonder Woman. They're all going to be shipped twice. So Titans will be the only one, I believe, in that first list that will not be getting a twice-a-month book.
Okay.
And as well as Action Comics and Detective Comics will be shipped twice a month as well. And it looks like that will be starting in June as well.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
I might have to stock up on those. Like I said, I'm not a big DC fan, but I think I'll stock up on the number ones at least.
Yes, yeah.
I might find some hidden gems.
Yes, absolutely.
So then July, we got Rebirth specials again.
Mm-hmm.
Batgirl and the Birds of Prey, Rebirth. Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps, Rebirth. The Hellblazer, Rebirth. Justice League, Rebirth. Nightwing, Rebirth. Red Hood and the Outlaws, Rebirth. All those are number ones. Then it looks like new issues, shipping twice monthly, are also Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps, Justice League, and Nightwing. So that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. And so the other ones, Batgirl and Birds of Prey, Hellblazer, Red Hood and the Outlaws, The Superman, and Titans will be just 1 month.
Just one issue a month.
Yeah, one issue a month, yep.
So it's now The Superman.
Yes, yep.
It's not Superman, it's Super-Man. That's weird.
Yeah, I think for that one it will be. There does seem to be, let's see, I think there was another one somewhere that I saw that was Superman.
Well, it's just the way they have it listed. Yeah. They got the Superman number one, which it's all one word. But this one's listed as Super-Man.
Okay. It may have just been a typo of whoever typed it up, but we'll see.
And of course, then, I don't know if I mentioned it, Titans also number one.
Yep.
So that takes care of, that was July, right?
Yes.
Wow. All right. So the next we've got says the Fall Rebirth specials, Batman Beyond, Blue Beetle. Aren't you a Blue Beetle fan or your Booster Gold?
Your Booster Gold. Yeah. Blue Beetle's cool. I like him. He's decent, yeah. But definitely a Booster Gold overall.
Cyborg, Booster Gold is not on the list. Sorry, no, folks.
Sadly enough.
I just digressed for a second. All right, so the Fall Rebirth specials again. Batman Beyond Rebirth, Blue Beetle, Cyborg, Deathstroke, Earth 2, Suicide Squad, Supergirl, Teen Titans, and Trinity. Speaking of Suicide Squad, when's that come out, that movie?
That'll be August, I believe.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah, August or July.
All right, sorry about that. So that's the Fall, and it says new issues shipping twice monthly will be, so these are twice monthly, Cyborg, Deathstroke, Harley Quinn, Justice League, America, and Suicide Squad. So those will be shipped twice monthly also, starting this fall.
And with the new number one issues, and these will be shipped just monthly.
So once a month.
Yeah, the ones you listed were just now, were twice a month, and these are just monthly. And these will be Batman Beyond, Blue Beetle, Earth 2, Gotham Academy next semester, number one. Supergirl, number one. Superwoman. So that should be interesting.
Superwoman?
That's the interesting part, because there's been two Superwomans in the DC Universe. There was Superwoman from Earth 3, which is actually a villain. It's part of the Crime Syndicate.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, Ultraman, Owlman, etc. But my guess is, with no other indications of any of the Earth 3 characters, I think it's just Superwoman, and it's, I believe it's actually Laurel Zor-El. She's from Krypton, Kal-El's mother, and she was in, was a Return of Krypton storyline when she actually did make it through the some portal to get to on Earth, and she was a superhero as well.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Kal-El's got a mama.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of these characters, well, let's change the list. We're getting here. So, Superwoman, yeah. Super Sons.
Yeah.
What's that?
I have no clue what that one is. I'm assuming it's something to do with probably Connell, which is Superboy. But yeah, I don't know what that is, and I'm excited to find out.
We'll have to check into that. Teen Titans and lastly Trinity. So all those are just issues that are going to be published once a month. Again, Batman Beyond, Blue Beetle, Earth 2, Gotham Academy next semester, Supergirl, Superwoman, Super Sons, Teen Titans, and Trinity. So that's a pretty healthy lineup they got going on.
Yeah. I'm really excited for all of it. As you guys know, I'm a huge DC fan. You know, there seems to be a decent amount of Bat books, but there's not too much. Like, they don't have a Batwoman, and they don't have, you know, a Robin and Batman, and all this stuff. There's a Batgirl, Birds of Prey, there's Detective Comics, Batman, and Nightwing. So, I mean, I enjoy that. I like that they're not going to shove tens and thousands of Bat books down our throat every month, and I'm okay with that. You know, I saw online people talking about, oh, there goes the diversity out the window, and I have to disagree. I mean, I think we got Hellblazer, we got Red Hood, we got Trinity, which I'm assuming is going to be talking about Trinity with Pandora and
Question, one of them?
Phantom Stranger and Phantom Question. Stranger. Yeah. I'm assuming it's going to be the Them 3 instead of Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman. But they could be. I mean, right now, all we have is just this list to go off of as of the recording of this podcast. You know, who knows? But in, like, an hour from now, they could ship out everything and tell us all the details with the covers and who's going to be on the creative teams.
And you, our loyal listeners, if you get some information you want to forward our way, we'll put it out there and make sure you get credit for it. And speaking of credit, the list that we read to you was from the DC Comics website itself. DCComics.com.
Straight from the source.
So that's giving credit there.
But just touching on the Action Comics thing, I think it was Dan Dietto. He was talking with somebody recently because he's been interviewed a lot with this. And one of the things with going back to the regular numbers, and you know, now Action Comics is going to be 957, and Detective Comics is going to be 934. Because those are like their flagship books, those are what most people know, you know, to be DC Comics. It's pretty much where it started. So they're going to go back to those numbers, and Dan even said himself, he's really, really excited, and Jeff, I'm sure the whole team, is really excited that Action Comics is going to hit 1,000 here really soon, you know. And then a few months down the road, Detective Comics hitting issue 1,000.
I haven't thought about that. That's crazy.
Yeah. And that not some crazy jump of, oh, we're going to do 900 and then 950 and then 1,000. No, it's 999 and then 1,000 in the next month. So whatever that issue is going to be, I'm sure it's going to be crazy.
They better start planning now.
Yeah.
I know we're talking, well, let's see, it's coming up twice a month, so that's going to jump up pretty darn quick. So if they're at
let's 24 a year?
Well, No. It's going to, twice a month, twice a month. That's 24, you're right. So that's going to put them at 1 year, it's going to put them at two years, they'll be at just under 2 years, they'll be at 1,000 mark.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I'm excited for it.
I had a question for you, Ryan. So we've gone through the list, but my concern as a reader and more of a collector, what does that do to my comic books that I have for the New 52? Because, you know, I've got Superman number one, I've got a Wonder Woman number one from the New 52. What does that do to my value?
I think it's still going to hold up with the value, and over time, of course, as comic books do, increase in value. Because they're not going to throw out, like you said recently, they're not going to throw out all the stuff that happened with the New 52. They're going to take the stuff that people like, you know, probably going to leave OMAC out of there, probably going to leave, you know, just some of the other people that haven't been a big hit, you know, any big swingers out and, you know, for what they're doing with their titles. Maybe we'll have a special issue and they'll return back then. But to my understanding, you know, the value will still be held there.
I've got a Wonder Woman CGC 9.8. And I like that. I like having that.
Yeah.
Because I know that title was going up.
Yeah.
Now they're cutting it off and start over again. I don't like the start overs, the reboots, rebirths, whatever you want to call them. To me, as a collector who's been collecting for a while, I lose interest. I'm like, well, I collected this series, and now they're stopping it. They're going to start another one. I don't know. I personally just feel like I personally lose value in it. And I know they do a lot of that, too, because obviously there's always new readers coming along.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's hard for somebody, you know, I talked about this before, it's hard for somebody who's at the newsstand at the comic book shop and sees Superman number 57, and they pretty much have no chance of going back almost 5 years and getting all the issues.
Yeah, you have to get 6 to 7 trades of trade paperbacks. But for me, you know, I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to see how it is, and I'm going to hope that they, you know, aren't yanking our chains. You know, they're going to be solid and kept up with the storylines that I love. Some people don't like the New 52. Some people do. I may have mentioned this before. I was essentially the poster child of the New 52. Because beforehand, I didn't subscribe to comics. I really hadn't. I picked up some here and there, but I didn't know where to start.
The jumping on
point. Yeah. And so with the New 52, the perfect jumping on point, issue number one. So subscribed to it, loved them all, and stayed subscribed to them for a very long time. Moved away, had to, reestablish my roots and my grounds into, a good comic book shop where I live, which luckily I found. Yeah, now I'm back into it, getting some trade paperbacks, and catching up on the storylines still. So I think that, and I hope that this will be the same kind of thing, where people that have been the naysayers of the New 52, they'll hopefully be squashed at this point, where it's like, okay, we're start over, and here's what you're going to have. This is the Booster Gold you used to love. This is the, Birds of Prey with Oracle right here that you used to love, all these characters. Potentially Wally West might be coming back, who knows? There's been a lot of people in the New 52 they didn't bring back or didn't include into the universe, and this could be the perfect time for people to see their beloved characters again.
Wow. Well, it looks like it's going to be an interesting summer.
Yes, yeah.
And I'll spend some cash. I'll buy them.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it, if anything, for a collector's point.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, I'd like to see how they're going to take some of these characters.
Mm-hmm.
And only so many times Lex Luthor can attack Superman and get away with it.
Yes,
that's
only true.
So many times the Joker can cut his face off and still be alive.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird stuff.
That alone is creepy, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
So, but I mean, I had to do the same thing with Marvel a couple times. Because within the one reboot that the New 52 had within 5 years, it's been, or 4 years, going on five, that it's been a solid running thing. Marvel's had three reboots, I think.
Yeah, they've had a couple, yeah.
When DC did theirs, Marvel did like a soft reboot, soft renumbering, I think is what they called it. And then they just went ahead and did Marvel Now a few months later after that.
I remember that, yeah.
And then now they've done the all new, all different Marvel. So.
Yeah, I remember that, because that's where I put up my shop.
Yeah, yeah.
They're doing the Marvel Now.
Yeah.
But anyway. Well, I don't know. You got anything else?
Just the overwhelmed excitement that I have. I think it's going to be okay. I think it's going to be good. I'm excited for what they're going to do. I want to see where these new characters and where these new looks are going to be. Maybe Suicide Squad might get some new teammates that they haven't had before. Maybe a redesign of Harley Quinn would be nice. And hopefully something, different. But from what I've heard a lot is, and I don't know what exactly they mean by it, but the bigwigs at DC talked about how they want to bring the DC characters that we know and almost like, I think they were saying, they want to bring them closer to how the movies are. So I wonder if it's going to be almost like a shared universe with the movies. So that if you want to watch the movie, Suicide Squad, but you don't know, what was going on before then, you can then jump on, read the comics, and it's going to go along with it, I believe.
Does DC own the rights to their characters?
Yeah.
Or they sell them off like Marvel did?
Mm-mm. No, they own all the rights to all their characters, especially ones that they're using on a month-to-month basis.
I bet the higher gods at Marvel could wish themselves in the butt they did that years ago.
Yeah.
Granted, they ran out of money. They had to do something to make money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I bet that's an ugly situation.
Yeah. Wow. But who knows, in the future, they may get them all back. Who knows? It's hard to tell. Because fortunately, Fox has kept on with their part of the bargain, at least to make movies every 4 to 5 years, I think it is. So.
I think we're about due for another Punisher movie coming out pretty soon. But then he's going to be in Daredevil, so maybe that's the...
That's probably going to cover it.
But anyway, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I got.
That's all I got as well.
All right, well, thanks for listening. Make some comments, share it, let people know. Follow us on Facebook, and go forth and do great things.